When I was in Oma, we had the local paper, Tyrone Con, and there was a weekly article in that written by a gentleman, and he called it The Viewpoint. No one was supposed to know who did the writing, but if you read the newsletters weekly, you'll discover he has a number of letters that come in. And he told a story in that article that I've never forgotten. It touched my heart. Touched my heart deeply, really. He told the story about a husband and wife, and they were going along the road one day just for driving the car. And they had their two children with them. And as they went along the road, the children were rather disappointed. They wanted to stop here and stop there for ice cream, for lollipops, for sweeties, for all kinds of things. But father didn't stop. And then they came to a little village. And as they came to the village, the wee boy said, "Dad, what's that sign there? What does that mean?" And Dad said, "That word is antiques. And it means very, very old things. Very old things." And so the little boy said, "Dad, could we not go in and see some of these old things?" And Dad stopped the car and knocked at the door of the house. And a lady came to the door. Nice lady. She said, "Good afternoon." And Dad said, "We've just come to see your antiques." And the lady said, "Just come in." And so went into a house that wasn't a modern house. It was another kind of house that I like, actually. It was just a homely house and all of that. And they were standing, Mum and Dad and the little boy and little girl. And the lady said, "Now just have a seat." And so they started to chat. And they chatted for a while, and then Dad looked at Mum, and he wondered about these antiques. And so eventually he said to the lady, "Actually, we've come to see your antiques. We might even buy one." And the lady had a sister in the house with her, and she looked at the sister, and then the sister said, "Well, to tell you the truth, we have no antiques. But we moved here from the country some months ago, and we discovered that very few people called with us. And so we decided we'd put a sign up, antiques, and people would come in. And they do come in, and like you, they get a cup of tea, and we chat together, because we're very lonely. Very lonely." And you know, boys and girls, I thought a lot of that story, and there's something in it for the boys and girls, because you know, whenever you read the Bible in Titus, it talks about the kindness of God. The kindness of God. I like that word, kindness of God. And those two sisters wanted kindness. Now, boys and girls, you are ones who can bring kindness. You can bring kindness to old folk. You see, when you visit homes, I do quite a lot of visiting homes, and the older folk in there, oh, they're so delighted to show you their grandchildren. And they tell you about their grandchildren coming in and how the grandchildren bring them cheer. So boys and girls, here's what I would say to you. First of all, think of the kindness of God. He sent Jesus to be your Savior. He means Jesus to be your Savior and to be your friend. And he wants to save you. If you give your life to him, you can be such a blessing to others. Because there are many, many lonely people in this world who just want a kind word and a lovely smile and a wee figure just like yours going in to smile with them. And be kind to them. So always remember the kindness of God. And remember, be kind to, especially the older folk, won't you? Very nice to them. And maybe even when you're going in to to places like hospitals and other places, open the door for them. Be kind to them. That's a Christian act. So I say, first of all, make sure the kindness of Jesus has touched you and you've trusted him. And having trusted him, then make sure you act very kindly. Now, I've chosen a hymn, and I'm sure we know it off by heart, but I was hearing a story about somebody who was asked, if they just had one word or two to say, what would it be? And they said, well, the one word or two that we would say was the hymn, Jesus Loves Me, This I Know. You know, that's a tremendous thing. Jesus loves me. I conducted the service for funeral service for Man Limavady some months ago, and he couldn't speak to me for 5 years. He didn't know anybody. And the last words he said to me were, I love Jesus. And I said, better still, Matt, Jesus loves you. That's better still.